This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for April 2015. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, key results for the 2015 Jock White National Field Day. All that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. First up in tonight's broadcast is presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. As you listen to this, there's only 1 month to go to our annual general meeting and conference in Hamilton. As you will hear later in this broadcast, Hamilton Branch 12 members have been working hard to make our Queen's Birthday weekend gathering a success. I'm looking forward to meeting as many of you as possible over the weekend, and I'm sure we're going to have a great time. Council will be meeting in person on Friday the 29th of May as part of our conference weekend, and this will be the first time in 12 months that we've met in person. This conference will also bring in some changes to those on council, as we welcome Midlands District Councillor Don McDonald, ZL3DMC, and newly appointed Southern District Councillor Alex Gordon, ZL4ARG. We will also be farewelling outgoing Councillor Terry Thomas, ZL4TAE. We have a full agenda for this meeting, and new President Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, will be reporting back to you on the outcomes over the weekend. While on the subject of conference, we don't have a confirmed venue for our conference next year. We depend very much on branches around the country hosting the annual conference and, of course, finding the small team of volunteers to run it. I hope that when the call goes out at the AGM on Saturday for an offer to host next year's AGM and conference, that we will have a volunteer branch offering to take this on. Call book last year came out as a printed mini call book and appears to have been well received. I need to ask you all again, what would you like to see at the end of this year? A call book on CD-ROM, a full-size call book like the 2012 edition, another mini call book, or no call book. Please let me or one of your councillors know what you'd like to receive for this year. Well, that's it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and it's back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Vaughan, the president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. The Whanganui Amateur Radio Society, Branch 48, is pleased to announce their annual junk sale to be held next Saturday, the 2nd of May, at 10 a.m. at the Whanganui Intermediate School Hall in Dublin Street, Whanganui. Lots will be accepted from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. on Friday the 1st of May, and from 7:30 a.m. until 9:30 a.m. on the Saturday morning of the sale. The full sale, conditions and contact information are detailed on page 56 of your copy of March-April Break-In. They're also on the Whanganui Radio Society webpage at zl2ja.org.nz. Bids will be possible only by registered bidder number. As a bidder, you must register with a $5 fee. This will also provide you with a sale catalogue. So that's just a few days left to clean out your shack, make way for more goodies. Come and enjoy the social side of this old-fashioned junk sale auction. That's Branch 48 Whanganui Amateur Radio Junk Sale next Saturday, the 2nd of May. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, this weekend has been fairly hectic with the Anzac Centenary, not the least all of you fellow amateurs, who I hope have managed to make contact with our Australian or Turkish friends. To celebrate the Anzac Centenary in New Zealand, ZL 100 Anzac will be activated by a group of ZL operators, all of whom responded to the call to register interest in operating the call sign. Operations started yesterday, the 25th of April, at midday New Zealand time, and will last 1 month. Each operator will determine the time, band and mode they wish to operate, so there can be potentially be simultaneous operation taking place in different modes within the same band or on different bands. A booking system for operators has been implemented by Mark ZL3AB. All logs will be collated by John ZL1ALZ and regularly posted to both Logbook of the World and Club Log to enable other operators to check their QSOs. The QSL manager is Phil ZL3PAH. OQRS will be available via Club Log for both direct and bureau cards and is the preferred QSL method. Cards sent to the QSL manager directly or via the bureau will also be accepted. If anyone is interested in operating, please contact Phil ZL3PAH at phil@cliftonbay.co.nz to register interest and for information on the logging requirements necessary for this multi-operator activation. Articles of interest from around the globe regarding the commemoration of Anzac Day this year were posted in a special edition of HQ InfoLine sent out last Friday. Last week, I posted out the branch circular. Please take special care to ensure your name is on your branch list. A number of members have moved out of their district but have opted to remain with their previous branch. Also, for obvious reasons regarding voting, only one branch can be nominated by a member. This is the branch they should submit their vote on remits or elections. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. Now to results of the Jock Whitefield Day 2015, hot off the press, from Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. There was good weather over most of the country for Field Day weekend, with 35 field stations active from the Bay of Islands to Invercargill. Propagation was good on 80 metres and fairly average on 40 metres. Now the places in sections in the northern region, the Montgomery Cup, ZL1XH, Tiaroa, Branch 77. In the central region, the Partiac Trophy, ZL2G, Napier Branch 25. The Midland region, ZL3-4 Trophy, ZL2KS, Marlborough Branch 22. The Southern 4 Trophy, ZL4AA, Otago Branch 30. The single station, 80 and 40 metres, ZL2ANN, Rahutul Coast Branch 32. In QRP, the WM Hall Memorial, ZL1AC, Western Suburbs, Branch 03. CW only, ZL2JU, Horowhenua, Branch 16. 80 metres only, ZL1VK, Papakura, Branch 65. Phone only, the Hastings Trophy, to ZL2KO, Manawatu, Branch 20. The overseas section, VK2ACD. The full and detailed results of the Jock White National Field Day 2015 will be in the next issue of Headquarters InfoLine, coming out on Friday, the 8th of May. As President Vaughan, ZL1VH, mentioned earlier, NZART's AGM and conference for 2015 is just a month away. Here's an update from the Hamilton conference team.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, and hi to all the listeners from Allen, ZL1AMW in Hamilton. I'd like to bring to everyone's attention that conference is definitely on in Hamilton City this year. It's Queen's birthday as usual, but it's all in the month of May this time, which is a little bit unusual. The event is going to be held at the Tarapa Racecourse in the Kentucky Lounge, and registration forms are available in your latest break-in and on the web at our club webpage, which is zl1ux.org.nz. Our club call signs are 1UX. There's also links to it on the NZART webpage, which of course is nzart.org.nz. Note that on the registration form it's very clear there's a $25 discount per full registration received by the 16th of May, so it's time to get into it, folks. On the weekend there's going to be a talk-in station operating on our Y-Plenty 2-meter linked repeater network. Any one of the repeaters can be used, and they are 695-5675-5575-5475, all linked together for the event. The venue itself will be open from around 5 p.m. for registrations and a social get-together. Saturday morning's going to start with the main opening at 9 a.m. The Hamilton Mayor, Julie Hardiker, will be there to welcome us. Then we'll have an official photo, followed by morning tea and into the annual general meeting. The business will roll through till after lunch, and when that's concluded, we'll start the AREC AGM. The evening we'll have the usual dinner with presentations. On the Sunday, we'll open the venue again at 9 a.m, and there'll be the WARO and the OTC and the SPAM annual meetings, plus any other formal meetings, followed by forums and presentations. The exact content of those forums is not fully decided at this point. Keep an eye on our webpage for more information as we get closer to the day. There'll be a dinner on the Sunday evening with fun for everybody. The alternative program starts on the Saturday at 10:30, as soon as we've had morning tea, and on Sunday there's a farmers market on site at the racecourse, so the bus for the alternative program will leave a little bit later in the morning and allow time to have a look at that. So everybody, make sure you have a look for those registration forms, get them in. We look forward to seeing you in Hamilton this year at Conference 2015. Back to you now, Jim.
Thank you, Alan. Alan Wallace, ZL1AMW, reporting for the Hamilton Conference team. This year's NZART Sangster Shield contest is to be held Saturday 16th and Sunday 17th of May. 2000 hours to 2300 hours, New Zealand Standard Time, each evening. Now the contest is 80 metres CW only, with main awards for stations with power outputs up to 5 watts. High power stations may also take part if the 5 watt output can't be met. Now the rules are published in the 2012-13 printed core book and in all of the core book CDs. Remember that there's 6 half-hour operating periods each evening. Use the branch number of your location regardless of whether this is currently active or in recess. If you're going to work from different locations each night, experience has shown it's easier for all if you just choose one branch number and stick to it. Operating for just one night is also fine, as the organisers would all prefer to have as many stations on the air as possible. A new award from this year, Wellington Branch has offered a Sangster Shield Tony Fletcher Award to take the place of the paper certificate for the branch with the 3 highest scoring entrants. The award will be an engraved miniature commemorative plaque to be retained by the winning branch. This award is funded by a bequest from the estate of the late and long-time local entrant, ZL2ALJ, Tony Fletcher. And that information from Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ. It's time for WARO News now, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. The WARO Annual General Meeting will be held on Sunday, the 31st of May, at the Tarapa Racecourse in Hamilton. I'll confirm the meeting start time in the May official broadcast. WARO is planning to have a sales table at NZART conference to increase our profile and to promote the various classes of WARO membership to the amateur fraternity. WARO merchandise will be available for sale to members, and we're also looking for donations of jams, pickles, relishes and small handmade items for sale. Funds raised will go towards an amateur radio interest that's yet to be determined. We also plan to raffle a pamper basket of items donated by members and ask that members not attending conference send along their donations with someone who is attending, or they can also send them to President Cathy Siddle 280K. All WARO members by now should have received their bulletin, and included is a nomination form for positions on the WARO executive. We would urge you to consider standing for office or encouraging someone else to offer their services, as there are vacancies to be filled at the AGM. I'm sure you'll all agree that the teams that put together the WARO page and break-in and the WARO bulletin do a magnificent job. They cannot do such a job without your input, and there's an urgent need for contributions for both publications from our membership. A few words describing an activity you've been involved with and some photos would be most welcome. You'll find the email addresses of the editors inside the front page of any bulletin magazine. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest has been and gone, and the turnout of Wairau members was disappointing this year. The future of this contest will be discussed at the Wairau AGM. But the announcement of this year's winners and place getters will be made as usual at the Wairau AGM on May the 31st. That's all for April, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wairau, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Radio Electronics Group, Branch 89 NZART, will be holding their annual equipment sale on Saturday the 9th of May at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacock Road in Hamilton. Vendors are welcome from 8:30 a.m. The sale commences at 10 a.m. It's $20 a table booked in advance or $25 on the day. Now there'll be plenty of good food available, also motorhome parking, but please advise the organisers in advance. Further details are on page 56 of your March-April issue of Break-In, or you could drop an email to Trevor, ZL4GJ. His email address is trevnz04@gmail.com. trevnz04@gmail.com or telephone 07-8437-365. That's the Radio Electronic Group annual equipment sale, Saturday the 9th of May. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the Napier Amateur Radio Club, where the Wednesday, 6th of May, monthly meeting will see voting on NZART conference remits. The meeting itself starts at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier. Wellington Branch 50 have their next meeting on Wednesday the 20th of May at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street in Newtown. Now this meeting will feature a talk by James, ZL2ET, and others on hamnet developments. And don't forget the social group, which meets at 1:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday of the month, also at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street in Newtown. For details, contact Mike, ZL2VMH. And lastly, to Nelson Branch 26, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 20th of May, starting 7:30 p.m. This will be an NZART remits meeting, followed by guest speaker Lester Price, ZL4PO, or DV5PO, on surviving Super Typhoon Yolanda. Meetings are held as usual at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed on Friday, the 8th of May. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 24th of May. Sunday, the 24th of May. Note that this is a week earlier than usual due to the last Sunday of May this year falling on the weekend of NZART conference. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for April 2015. Good night, everyone. Good night now.